Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers, welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. It is Friday, September 11th, around lunchtime, and we got a great show for you today. I got my main man, Devin Ellington, alongside with me. Devin, how's it going in Oklahoma, buddy?
Same old, bud. How's Miami?
Miami is beautiful, as you can see in my background here, outside the windows of my office. So, yeah, definitely. Yep. Can't complain. Got to keep the mystery going from time to time. Today is September 11th, so just want to pay tribute to all those who were lost 19 years ago. Our thoughts and prayers are with those families that were affected by it. But games are going on today. It's a somber day, but hopefully we can give you some winners here. Before we jump into today's slate, there's a lot to cover. Give a shout out to our sponsors over at manscaped.com. They got the new and improved lawnmower 3.0, and it's got their water-resistant technology, which allows you to groom in the shower because, hey, where else are we going to do it? Devin, I know you love yours. I love mine. Go to manscaped.com. Type in the promo code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping. Great deal. 20% off and free shipping. I love that. Devin, let's kick it off here. Going to the Big Apple here. Hopefully the Yankees can get a win for their hometown today. The hometown, which was affected by 9/11. And that's Gerrit Cole in a doubleheader starting off game one for the Yankees against Cobb for the Orioles. -255 favorites for the Yankees, Cobb and the Orioles, +205. Over under 6.5. I'm looking at the over here potentially as a lean. Haven't really got down on any action yet. So I'm still kind of working through the numbers, but over 6.5 looks interesting to me. Any thoughts for you here on this one?
Well, as we've talked about before with the 7-inning games, I'm just a little gun shy. I'm a little gun shy about them. So I'm just going to go ahead and play no action in this game. It being 9/11 is another narrative. It's just, you don't know the emotions that the Yankees are going to be feeling. It's just going to be weird in New York. So to pay respect to New York, I think I'm probably just going to lay off this one. And I like both the pitchers. So let's just see what some baseball happens.
All right. We got another doubleheader 7-inning game, a 7-game series between the Phillies and the Marlins. We got a doubleheader. First game of the back-to-back is Nola for the Phillies against Rogers for the Marlins. Nola and the Phillies are -175 favorites in this one. The Marlins +145, over under 6 runs, shaded the under at -115. We know the Phillies have a horrible bullpen, but in a seven inning game, we don't know how much of that will be used. So maybe that's why the steam is coming here on the under six runs. What do you got to say about this one, Devin?
I actually think the under is a good spot to take. Nola's been on a roll lately. This Rogers kid, you know, he's a lefty. The Phillies have a couple bats that can hit lefties a little bit better than righties, but overall it's a downgrade versus hitting for pitching, I mean. And so I've tried to back the Marlins in the money line situation last couple of games, so I'm going to try to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to play the total. Leaning under right now, I think both these pitchers are capable, and hopefully Nola goes 5-6 innings and we don't see a lot of that Phillies bullpen.
All right, next game on the board, we got the Atlanta Braves and Josh Tomlin against Eric Fetty and the Washington Nationals. Braves minus 150 here, Washington Nationals plus 125, over under 11 runs, shaded to the under minus 120, even money to the over. I'm looking here at a Braves victory, but it might be a little too juicy for me to play the Braves just because of their – I can't really trust them. What do you got to say here at Braves minus $1.50 against the Nationals?
You know, either side doesn't really offer value on the money line, in my opinion. These bullpens are pretty rough, as we've talked about, both sides. The Braves just lost another pitcher in Tommy Malone. They've gone through 11 different starters this year. Their pitching staff is just, it's torn up right now, and it's going to, you're going to see the ripple effect, I believe. So if you were waiting, you know, this is my live in-game attempt, but if you see the number go down from the total, say maybe it shoots down to like 9 because the first 3-4 innings there's one run scored or maybe none, I would hammer the over in game just because of what we've seen and how the wheels fall off with these teams later in the games.
Yeah, good take there. We got another interesting game here, and I like one side here in this one, and that's the New York Mets and Jacob DeGrom against the Toronto Blue Jays and Chase Anderson. New York Mets minus $2. Blue Jays are plus 160 with Anderson on the mound. Over under 8.5. Shaded City over minus 120. I like the Blue Jays here in this situation, plus 160. I just don't ever want to be a backer of the Mets at minus $2. And Chase Anderson's shown he's capable of making some good pitches throughout this season. Yeah. Blue Jays have the better bats, in my opinion. So I'm going to look for the Blue Jays here at plus money. What about you?
Yeah, so at first glance, that's where the value is at for me. Chase Anderson, like you said, very, very capable pitcher. He's had a couple decent starts. And again, just to point out, this game is in Buffalo because that's where Toronto's playing their home games. So, you know, this is going to be involving New York and stuff again too. But Toronto, yeah, the value is there. You know, it's hard to ignore. And like we've said, and like Ramblin' Russ has talked about it before, you know, the Mets don't get run support with DeGrom on the mound for some reason. It's like a weird juju.
And that is why I like the Toronto Blue Jays today. I'm going to back Anderson and the Jays at plus 160, plus 170. I'm seeing at as high as plus 170-ish over at mybookie.ag. And also, if you guys don't know mybookie.ag, go sign up, make a new account. You'll get 100% match on your first deposit with a $10 free MLB future wager if you sign up using the promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Over at my bookie, it's plus 170, pretty good value for the Blue Jays today. That's where I'm going here. Next game on the board, we got the Boston Red Sox and Triggs against Snell and the Rays. Man, the Rays minus 260 with Snell on the mound, Triggs plus $2. I like a couple things here. I like the over 8.5 runs. I like Boston team total over, and I might take a shot with Boston at $2. What about you?
The Boston team total over at 3 minus 110. I think that's phenomenal value. I think that's going to be hard to pass up. As of right now, everything that you just kind of mentioned, I think that's probably what sticks out most to me and would be my favorite play out of those. The over is always going to be in play with Boston, but you just never know if they're going to get shut down, you know, completely. But Snell, been up and down this year. I think he's kind of right in the ship a little bit recently. But, yeah, let's roll with that team total for Boston. I mean, they got to score more than 3 runs, right?
You would think so. You would think so. I like the team total over the three runs for Boston. Next game up on the board I see is Tanaka and the Yankees against Aiken and the Orioles, game two of the doubleheader. Yankees minus 190, Orioles plus 160, over under 6 run shade of the over minus 120. This is going to be a pass game for me. What about you?
So I was actually looking at taking the under 8.5 in this one because Masahiro Tanaka, you know, his whip
six
is
and a half.
Six and a half. Dang.
It's a 7-inning game.
All right. My eyes are failing me. I'm getting old. Yeah, so 6.5 at that number. Never mind. I'm going to stop there. I actually kind of like Baltimore in this spot versus the first game more. This Aiken kid on the mound for them, he just gives them a chance. And I like what I've seen from him. Masahiro Tanaka, he doesn't go very deep. So he's probably going to pitch 3 innings. And then if the right bullpen relief arms come in, which the Yankees bullpen's been struggling a little bit lately, then the Baltimore Orioles can maybe get a couple more late runs. But slight lean to the Orioles on that plus 170 money line.
All right. Next game on the board, we got Steven Brault and the Pirates against Chris Bubik and the Royals. Royals minus 140, Pirates plus 120, over under 8.5, shade to the over minus 120. If I'm going to play anything in this game, be over the 8.5 runs at minus 120. That's all I got to say about this game. Anything for you here?
I was actually going to play the opposite. I like the under at even money just because both these guys are strikeout pitchers and both these teams strike out a lot. So I think we could see some anemic, struggling offense tonight. Both of them are towards the bottom of the majors as far as offensive categories. But, first look, I like the under. You like the over. So that's always fun.
Yeah, it's always fun to be on opposite sides. I like that. We got the A's against the Rangers. A's and Fires on the mound against Garcia and the Rangers. Fires and the A's are minus 190, over under 9.5, shaded to the under at minus 115. Well, you know, I love me some athletics. I think this is a decent spot to back them at minus 1.5, minus 125 on the run line. Any thoughts for you here?
The run line is going to be what offers the most value. But other than that, this will be a stay away from for me. A's own the Rangers, but, you know, there's just no value other than the run line.
All right. Now we got the battle of the Chicago White Sox, Detroit Tigers. We got Miz on the mound for the Detroit Tigers. Chicago White Sox rolling out Giolito. Giolito and the White Sox are minus 280, Tigers plus 210, over under 8 runs. I don't know why this total seems like a low total to me between these two teams at 8. Not shaded to either side here. Any thoughts for you on the over of 8 runs in this, this battle of these two pitchers?
With Giolito being on the mound and him having some real dominance as of late, you know, he actually pitched better after his no-hitter than I thought he would based off the numbers that I've seen of pitchers coming off no-hitters. So Giolito's on a really good roll here. If anything – you know, I would like to back the White Sox on the spread, you know, the run line, for the fact of the matter is that they cover at the best clip in the majors. But your Tigers, you know, they've been winning some games lately and they've been putting some runs across. And Casey Mize, you know, he's a rookie stud out of Auburn. He's made 2 starts now, 0-1 with no decision in one of those starts. I want to lean slightly to the under, but my most comfortable play here is probably going to be that Chicago White Sox minus 1.5.
All right. We got the Detroit Tigers second game right. They came back and won at 7-6 at plus money, so that was nice yesterday. Chicago Cubs and Lester against Brandon Woodruff and the Milwaukee Brewers. Cubs plus money here. Interesting. Plus 140, over under 9.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Runs. It's probably a pass game for me, but if I was going to back any team, probably be the Cubs at plus money. Any thoughts for you here?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out, you know, because they opened at plus 134, and now it's all the way up to plus 150. So, and we've talked about the Woodruff splits with the Cubs before. He's not that great against them, so I'm not sure where this is. Just a fishy line, and if it's fishy, I like to stay away from it.
Yeah, it's a little fishy to me. We have a fantastic matchup of two great pitchers here, Cleveland Indians and Shane Bieber, the Biebs, against Kenta Maeda and the Minnesota Twins. Both minus 110 here, over under 6.5, minus 115 to the over. You got to think that the over is in play here at 6.5, even with these two studs on the mound. What do you got to say here?
I don't think I have enough gumption to play the over, just because Shane Bieber's just on a tear right now. And both these guys have really low whip, you know, so take the ERA out of it. But I mean, I think Bieber has a sub-1 whip. It's at 0.78 or something, if I'm not mistaken. Kenta Maeda, I believe he's right around 1, and both these guys combined are, you know, less than, or right around 4 earned runs. So let me look at like a first half under just to be safe, because, you know, you never know what, it's baseball, so you never know what could happen. There could be an 8 spot in the inning. But, you know, first half under of, man, you're not getting any better there. 3.5. I'll take the under 3.5 in the first 5. Yeah, I like that.
Walking on thin ice with a 3.5 under in the first 5. Interesting.
Yeah.
Devin, we have the St. Louis Cardinals and Adam Wainwright against Castillo and the Reds here in this one. Reds on the road in St. Louis. Over under 7.5, shade of the over, minus 120, and the Cincinnati Reds are favorites right now. Actually, it's even, minus 110 to both sides. What do you got to say about this one?
It's a really good pitching matchup, and Castillo actually, you know, he's starting to put it together. He was just roughing it for a while. The under looks enticing to me because Wainwright, I think all four of his wins have, or well, he's got four wins. I can't remember how many starts he's made, but almost all of his starts, if I remember right, have gone under. He's just been pitching really good this year. Ground ball back in play, not a lot of contact. I was looking at some team totals. I kind of like St. Louis over 3.5. I think their bats are going to probably fare a little bit better today. But, you know, to be safe again, I'll do the first five under 4 because I just believe in these two capable pitchers as divisional foes. And they're both throwing the ball really well right now.
All right, great. And now we got the LA Angels and Canning on the mound against your boy, Jermaine Marquez for the Rockies. Rockies -130 at home with Marquez on the mound, their stud pitcher. And Griffin Canning on the mound for the Angels, +110. Over-under is 12. Mm. Under 12, -115 right now. Any thoughts for you here on this one?
I am going to be a psycho, and I'm going to take the under in a game involving the Angels at Coors Field. So,
what about the Angels and Rockies under first five?
I like that one, too. I do. You're probably getting, what, like at least 5.5, 6?
Six and a half.
That's crazy. Yeah, I like that. And I've talked about it a lot, and not to be, you know, one of nauseam here, but Jermaine Marquez at home is just, you know, a different animal. His career ERA and his career whip at Coors Field is just, it's ridiculous. I don't understand how any pitcher pitches really well there. But, you know, keep in mind the Angels are down a couple bats and Justin Upton, he's questionable with a left hand injury. David Fletcher's questionable, sprained left ankle, so he probably won't go. And Fletcher, you know, he's one of their more solid pieces on the infield. So yeah, I'm leaning the under here. Actually, I'm playing the under. The steam already took it down a hook, so it was 12.5 when it opened. So I'm going to go ahead and follow that precipitation a little bit with Marquez on the mound at home.
Yeah, I like the first five under 6.5 as well. Rockies at home with the first five unders the first five under has been pretty good. So now we got the San Francisco Giants and Cueto on the mound against Richards and the Padres. Padres -170, Giants +140 here. Over under 9, over -115. Listen, I kind of like the it's tough.
I was hoping you were gonna have conviction because I don't know either. This is
I was hoping the Giants were +160 or better.
Yeah,
I would have bet them, but at +140, I don't really see true value, especially right with these Padres bats. So I'm just gonna lay off here.
That's a good spot to lay off. I agree with you.
And last game of the night on the baseball slate, we got the Arizona Diamondbacks and Smith the lefty against Kikuchi and the lefty for the Mariners. Over under 9 runs, shaded the over -120. Mariners -115 in this game. Arizona -105. I like the over the 9 runs.
Yeah. The Diamondbacks featuring, you know, the worst ERA based bullpen in the league. So that's always a good play with them. Another, you know, just a little note here. The Mariners actually opened this game as +105 on the money line. And it's gone all the way down to what you said, -115. So I'm looking to back Seattle tonight. And then if I can get some really good money. Yeah. All right. I like this because I hit on it last time I did it. Seattle, -1.5, +150. I love them in those spots, especially against a team that has a terrible bullpen.
I love it. I love it. Devin, let's jump over to NBA.
Yes.
We got the Denver Nuggets and the Clippers. Clippers -8.5 point favorites, over under 216, 110 to both sides. Clippers lead the series 3-1, looking for a closeout game here. Do you think the Nuggets have it in them to pull off a victory tonight?
I don't think so. You've just kind of seen the course of the games that have been played. The Clippers, they'll struggle a little bit early on, but you can tell by far that they're the best team. They have the better coach. And so I'm actually looking at the Clippers to cover the spread and knock the Nuggets out of the playoffs tonight.
All right. And I like tonight's game after that one. That is the first game up on the board. Second game up on the board, last one, which is my favorite of the evening. Boston Celtics -2.5 against the Toronto Raptors. Over under 204.5. Yeah. Cheated to the over minus 115. Kind of like the money line with the Celtics here, minus 145. Game 7, winner advances, loser goes home, leaves the bubble. Boston is just the better team to me. They're lankier, they're more athletic. They're probably better shooters too, maybe not necessarily from three-point land, but they can really stretch you out with Kemba, Tatum, and Brown, and Marcus Smart as well. Theis is pretty solid down low for them. Mm-hmm. I like the Celtics here, minus the 145 on the money line. I'm also looking to try to in-game wager this. If the Raptors go up at 5 or 10, maybe take the Boston Celtics at plus money to win the game, yeah, and maybe plus 2.5, plus 3, something like that.
I like that angle because it's a smart one. Not that I agree with it. I like Toronto in this spot. It's a game 7. Kyle Lowry has 30 points. He's going to have to put him on his back.
Yeah. Well, there's over under prop bets. There's always prop bets you can make on that.
I need to see what Dan's opinion on it is first, but
he's a prop master.
Prop guru.
Well, we got a hockey game to talk about. Lightning Islanders, Lightning up 2-0 in the series. Lucky to be up 2-0 here. Minus 155 against the Islanders, plus 130. Over under 5, shaded to the over, minus 140. I like the Islanders tonight. Lightning down a few guys, a little hampered by injuries. Islanders need a bounce back spot. They're going to play them tough tonight. I like the Islanders at plus money tonight.
Yeah. You're the hockey guy, so I'm following your play on that. That's when I first looked at it. That's kind of what I was thinking where the value would be, just because they're down 2-0, or down 0-2, however you would say it. Backs against the wall, they got to win one. They probably feel a little bit of pressure. You mentioned the guys being out, and they're pretty big guys for Tampa Bay and Killorn and Braden Point. So, Point's questionable. He's not officially out, but Killorn is.
They're still banged up. I like the Islanders tonight.
Yeah.
Devin, I have one football bet to give out.
Do you?
For Sunday.
I want to hear it.
I like the Colts minus the 8 against the Jags.
Yeah?
I don't know if I'm crazy, not crazy, but the Jags are just not good. They lost a lot of their guys on defense. Colts are going to look to run it the run attack. They're just going to look to run the ball, ground it in there. I see this one getting ugly. I like the Colts on Sunday minus the 8 points.
I have one if you're interested.
Let's hear it. I'm always interested. I'm sure the listeners are too.
I like the Bears at plus 120 on the money line as the dog.
I don't hate it. Against Detroit. Don't hate it.
I don't know. It's just Trubisky, he's got to prove something. And week one, why not come out strong against a team that you should beat? And then that defense, they still have some of those guys intact. There's Roquan Smith. They got the big Mr. Johnson in the center of the defensive line. And then you got, secondary help that has ball hawk tendencies. Khalil Mack, should have mentioned him first probably. But, looking at Detroit to lose their home opener, they – like to disappoint their fans. So I'm going to try it out.
I'm also leaning under the total in the Raiders Panthers under 47.5, but I'm not going to lock that in just yet. That's all the NFL I got for you today. Maybe we'll do a little breakdown of the entire slate tomorrow. If you're around, I got to do my prepping work for the super contest on the Super Millions.
Yeah.
Everybody, you can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Iris Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. We are at Hoopball Gaming. Look out, follow us, click those alert buttons. Make sure you're following us when the games are going off for some banter and some live bets. I've been hitting on some live bets at a pretty high clip recently. Took the Rockets last night, plus 14.5, 15.5. I can't remember. 15.5.
Yeah.
17.5. Sorry.
Oh, nice.
Twitter. Yeah. I took the Rockets last night plus 17.5. So, the in-game wagering stuff's a lot of fun. Make sure you follow us again. Iris Silver Magic on Twitter. Devin's at DALE007. We're at Hoopball Gaming. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. And we will see you back tomorrow. Thank you.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.